Testing. Test. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Test.
Stand for a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would only allow a Marine to do that.
Semper fi.
No, I'll leave till. Nothing till 5 minutes. Little hands on the floor.
Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, has provided the daytime and location of this meeting to at least 2 designated newspapers, published the same in the Asbury Park Press. The official newspaper filed it with the clerk and posted notice on the bulletin board in the borough offices. Thank you for that, Ron. Good evening, everybody. All those extra words are in there now. Do we have a roll call, please?
Cashmore?
Here.
Chairman Cunningham?
Here.
DeJulio?
Here.
Vice Chairman DeCio?
Here.
Councilman Lexstein? Absent. Mayor Long? Absent. Schwartz?
Pleasure.
God bless.
Schwartz is here? Yes. Okay. Not?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Duffy? Absent. McGinley? He's absent.
Yeah.
You're all bad again.
Liz, you're not by yourself.
You're all over there.
Okay, on to the coal resolution, memorialization, 26 New Street, 12, Lot 13.
Make a motion to move that.
Second? Any discussion we missed? Roll call, please.
Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
DeJulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCio?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein? Oh, he's absent. Schwartz?
Yes.
Not?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
On to the Victor Scuderi approval, extension of the approval, 150 Ocean Avenue, Block 34, Lots 4, 4.01.
Mr. Hirsch.
Mr. Hirsch.
Mr. Hirsch, representing the applicant. Victor Scuderi is in the Gator Village application, it was called, and coming up on 2 years.
I believe.
Yep. So we're, obviously, we've had current extension act in place for like ever and ever and ever. Finally expiring, actually in December 30th, expired, but can't take that, we have no 6 month period for any approval. So our, just as it happens, our approval for the first 2 years would expire, but our protection under the statute would be, I think, June 23rd. The extension act is June 30th. So we're asking for a statutory 1 year extension at this time as we're moving forward with bringing down the DCA process. Kind of lengthy, but that's where we're at. So we're trying to finish that up. So hopefully, in the next year, it'll be in the ground.
Has anything changed with our approval through your process?
No. One of the conditions we have to give you is the master deed, which is about creating part and parcel of the whole, you know, public working statement, master deed, all that stuff, which is now.
All Board members have any questions? Mr. Hirsch?
What have you been doing the last 2 years?
Getting DCA approval.
Trying to get approval. Yeah, I'm just trying to line up the project. You know, we had to go through some clarification with the fund transportation, which we did. You know, we probably have been at least 6 months, not even just going through DCA. I have another walk on happening, I mean, personally. I work with them, give them support information from the approval for him and the actual application process. Well, it's a huge package that you have to put together. Yeah, you have to put together a budget, you have to put together, you know, a statement of reserves, and you have to have an engineer put that together. You need an accountant to put that data together. It's a very, very large package before you can put public offering statement out. And so you get that, of course, you can't offer anything for sale. You know, so there's a lot of decisions that have to be made. He's developed.
This one.
Jump out of the ground.
DCA was the only source.
This is too.
People that have a package.
Yeah.
I see no reason not to grant.
Let's open up to.
Well, we're going to need to open it to the public. Any other board members? Is there anyone in the public that has a question about this or a statement? If not, public portion is now closed. Dave, you were saying something?
I'll make a motion to approve the extension for 1 year on this.
This was involved with the borough council and agreements with the borough, as I recall.
Yeah.
Or zoning.
Builders, many years.
Builders remedy.
Yes.
Yes.
And that would change the zone.
I'm just reminding the board of what this actually was.
Yeah, they amended the zoning. That part's only made on your site plans.
Right.
Half a problem with the marina, blah, blah.
Amended site plan.
So is there a second? Thank you, Liz. We have a roll call, please.
Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
DeJulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCia?
Yes.
Schwartz?
No.
Knott?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Hirsch.
Chairman, good to see you again.
Nice to see you. Okay, Shaw, is that?
Yeah.
Minor details. Okay, on to the continued application of 1030 Partners LLC, 1010 Ocean Avenue, LLC joint applicants, Block 17, Lot 4, Block 17, Lot 5. Welcome back, Mr. McGann.
For the record, Mark, we want to talk to the applicant, meeting members of the board. I think the first order of business, I understand that the Regardless Conservation Association has notified the board that they have withdrawn opposition to the application. And I get a copy of a letter dated May 9th, 2017. From Mike from the parish council for the association. And
I'm going to mark it. Yeah, I have it. I'm going to mark it as N9 is what I have. Okay. And just for the record, the letter indicates that Mr. Lapari, as counsel to the Nautilus Condominium Association, withdraws their objection to the above referenced application. He makes reference to the fact that there's a tentative agreement regarding the application between the parties that, you know, what's in it is not really up the board's, that's enforceable between the two parties, and but they have withdrawn their objections.
Okay, thank you. What I'd like to do next is, in light of the settlement we do have to the Nautilus, we do have one modification to our site plan regarding Lot 4. Now, as you recollect, The plan, which has been before the board since November, is the Saturday, November 15th, 2016. The revision prepared by Mr. City is dated May 1st, 2017.
Okay, so you're going to mark that as A. I have A17, is that?
This will be A17, that's correct.
And it's the Recity plan?
The Recity plan, A-2. And there's a last revision date of 5/1/17. And basically, that's for the revision of removing the Pachi walkway, which was a subject matter of much discussion over the last 7 months. And basically, Pachi ball court was removed. It was replaced with some palm trees and a little grouping of some chairs just a little bit south of the proposed cornhole game area. And Steve, do you have handouts? This is a handout. We have four here. Share.
It's just that's a 17.
Yes, 17.
Thank you.
And
Mr. Recity, you've been sworn in and you remain under oath.
Mr. Recity, I just had presented here the revision date of May 1st, 2017, mark A17 into evidence. Okay. And if you could just testify as to just the modification you made on this plan, nothing else, which was heard in testimony before, so just show what you've done at the rear of Lot 4 at the former Pachi location, Pachi Ball Court, 12 in place for Stephen things to kind of thicken up the water a little bit to the neighbor's property. And the quantity of occupants that were to occupy the Pachi Court are now where it's located. The quantities of 79 occupants in the rear yard remains. Those eight Pachi players are now in another created seating area, the sun canopy area, just to the south of the door to the boardwalk. So now we have three of those in the yard as well.
And that's the gray groupings that will be one group.
Yes,
that's correct. And that's the only change.
That is it.
The funny things you indicated is seasonal.
Well, palm trees are.
It'll be palm trees.
Right. If you're trying to create a barrier or buffer or something, wouldn't you want something to grow to your
well? You gotta remember, the bar used to be always seasonal too. It's right. It's not open in pretty much past mid-September. So it's really no activity back there.
It's a fairly thick and dense existing buffer along the property line that is at points 10 feet tall. This buffer, I think you should consider as more of a width rather than a height. We already have a height accommodated. Hopefully, these concrete might also answer that, but it's more just a thickening of the width of the buffer.
And it's really to enhance the area. I think it conforms with your other landscape patterns because some of the warm climate, which we're in this area, would be the largest. Not much going on either.
That was the agreement.
That's part of our
understanding. Oh, boy, because we're not involved in that Pachi Court. That's good. So now the cornhole's still there, correct?
Cornhole game is still there. That's not a problem. They're just a little bit south of where the Pachi Ball is. Three sets of it.
Looks in the middle. Liz, right, right. Look in the middle.
And that wasn't a problem.
Not far away.
Okay. Okay, you have it.
I have something else to do on the other one.
Okay. Any questions for the board? Okay.
Thank you.
Does anyone in the public have a question about the testimony of the architect engineer? If not, public portion's closed. Architect. Let's cover it.
I know, okay.
Now, the plan that you're considering for the parking lot on Lot 5 was marked A11 in evidence some time ago, and that bears the date of March 8th, 2017. And this is the plan that shows how the parking lot is going to be developed. As part of ongoing discussions with the county, the borough regarding the new bridge, there were some issues that arose which affected the Nautilus access to the site, which is part of our agreement with the Nautilus. I'm going to explain that. Just jump into it. So, may I see what you prepared? So, for purposes of using simple terminology, I'll refer to this plan that you've had for some months as phase one, so it's easy to refer to. I'm referring to this plan that I have marked as phase two, so it's easier.
Which will be A.
A18?
A18. Now.
And just identify that for me.
Mark, James, even sworn, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is A18?
It's a updated layout of sheet 3 of 5 with the revision data. All right.
Hang on 1 second. Of sheet 3, I'm not that fast. Of 5, of A11, right? Revised date, which? What?
Revised date bears the date of May 5th, 2017.
Thank you.
I have the handouts here, which I'm saying, as it's on the board. So you want the screen right, check that.
And just Mr. Gazarovski, did you want to look at that A17 that we have smaller on there? You got it? Okay.
I have so many copies I can use your
copy.
25 cents.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I like the clock.
Just to give the board a little background of what transpired. What we believe to be possibly a final plan of the bridge, but of course, we don't know what it is. But we can only go on what we know today. We were told, my client was told, and I believe in those people were also told, that as one proceeds northbound on Bushes Avenue, and it says a resident of Columbus, they will not be able to make a left-hand turn to Old Lumsen Road to the residents. They'll only be permitted to make a right-hand turn in going southbound on Bushes Avenue. And the reason for that is it's a queuing line for the bridge, left-hand turn line for the bridge. And the county does not want them making a left-hand turn into Old Lumsen Road after that. So consequently, in the past, in discussing it with the government officials, they thought it was the ability for my client to provide access for the police through the parking lot, if in fact bridge construction does require adequate. I'm making an assumption for a moment. I don't know all the answers. I'm not the bridge engineer. But if in fact this is the way they think it might be today, they asked that we provide access through Lot 5. So for example, I'm going to take you through. I'm proceeding northerly on Ocean Avenue. I get to the area where the present
easement presently exists for Nautilus to leave the site.
That's an egress easement only right now.
That present easement is egress only, so it does not permit ingress for Nautilus. The only prevents egress out. And if you permit them to make a left-hand turn in to our parking lot in Lot 5, you would provide them with an easement for a parking lot so they could exit what used to be old Rumsfeld Road, make a left and circulate into their site park. Now, one of the reasons for this is if you look at the Nautilus site, their parking is angled parking. So, and their access aisle between their building and the angled parking is very narrow. And it's only one way. So the only way they can really get in to park their site is on this angle as they proceed southerly into the site. So the county devised a plan, said, would you consider this?
North.
We will permit left-hand turning here, parking lot, ready. And also for Nautilus, and provide them a out into the property so back out.
So get southern of here.
And we said if the bridge requires it, if the bridge development requires it, you'll do it.
Well, you'd need it also for you.
Well, we had that already.
You could go in. It was a double.
They already have.
We have.
The only difference is these guys back here were only allowed to go out
this way. Right.
They had changed your access to the old Rumson Road. The last plane you showed us, the entrance was going to be on here. Yeah, you can come in this way. You can come into our parking lot. But you wouldn't be able to come and interview it northbound.
Correct.
If you're northbound, I can do this, but I can't do this now.
Right.
Under this plan, the old plan, you were required to go to Rumson Road also that acts entrance, enter the.
Yeah, because the county now says we're not going to make the left hand turn.
What he's asking, Marty, is forget your other acts, whatever happens. On your A11 plan, did you provide for your own ingress on that?
Northbound.
Driveway, northbound, right. Yeah. Or any bound.
Yeah. Well, if we were going south on Ocean Avenue,
right.
Yes, we would pull it to our parking lot.
Either way, through either entrance, either Rumson Road or that way. Okay.
Northbound.
Mm-hmm. Can you go to phase one, though?
Okay.
There was an entrance there?
That was only
egress also. Yes, for them.
Okay. And you.
For but them only.
It was on an easement, it's only for them. We said we didn't care whether or not we could come in this way or not. We were fine with this movement this way back. It wasn't a requirement for us.
And you could have
do it? Yes.
Wait, you could have used that driveway for your own ingress.
Right.
Okay.
We could have one way.
Right.
Steve.
Got it.
Steve.
I got it.
They own it. They can use it. The difference is Nautilus doesn't own it, and they have a one-way out.
So they could have.
And they're making an agreement to share. Okay. You got that.
What I'm getting at is how can the state dictate to run traffic through a private parking lot?
They can't. They're agreeing.
This is their agreement with Nautilus.
We shouldn't have anything to do with approving that.
No, yes, you should. You're approving a traffic.
Of course we should.
So what they're saying is that
they're going to say it's all right for the general public to drive through a private parking lot?
No, you're going to approve that layout, which includes the driveway being both ingress and egress, as well as the Rumson Road being
ingress. Remember now, the parking lot is not the general public. The parking lot is for our patrons and also for the ability to Nautilus, which we think to access their property, or else they have to go all the way up somewhere, make a U-turn, they come back,
surf rider,
right-hand turn, wherever it may be.
Now, what's going to happen to Dunkin' Donuts?
You better talk to Monmouth County and the DOT about that.
I assume they're going to do this parking lot soon to go to Dunkin'.
We assume they're going to be gone.
No. I think they're gone. Bye-bye. I think if you look at the new bridge plan, they're gone. I just, it sounds bizarre for us to be discussing traffic patterns.
It's actually quite nice that our, we have neighbors working together suddenly.
Dave, not only that, I mean, what site plan do you not have where you don't discuss the traffic circulation on their parking lot? You do in every one of the others. Beach clubs, yeah, your beach clubs, all that.
It's part of a site plan.
You look at all your beach clubs, you look at that.
The reason I'm doing it is because
Of course we do.
The applicant doesn't want to have to back before the board to modify the site plan on lot five. That's why I'm explaining it now, so that you understand. Because some of the phasing, as I referred to earlier, some of the work that we do, I want to call it phase one, we're going to try and incorporate some of that work, which would be normally done in a phase two. In other words, try and do it all at once as much as we can, but we need the coordination of the county and the DOT to help us along, because, you know,
so we're not, so let me just narrow this down so that your phase two would only come into play if then it's required by the bridge plan. So if the board were to approve your plan, A11, as initially proposed or proposed in November or whatever the date is, then it would be the way that was discussed at the last meeting. The only way you're going to go for phase two is if there's the no left turn in for the Nautilus and the drive.
Now, what we may try and
or you, I should say,
on.
Wait. So you got to back up to the bocce court.
What? Oh yeah, you're right. Without the bocce court, sorry. We're still taking the bocce court. I'm just talking about the.
You're pulling it.
You're right. I'm talking about
both,
the parking
both,
lot. Right, the parking
both, both plans. You're pulling the bocce court.
Yes.
I'm clarifying.
Right,
I'm,
thank you.
I'm not asking.
Under all circumstances, no bocce.
No.
Thank you.
Yes, we have a plan for valet parking. If need be, we don't know if you'll have it, but we showed. But we want to support the city. Now, you know, the reason we do the construction of the parking lot, which Tom would like to do sooner than later. That's why it's a bit of a timing thing with the county and with the DOT, because we would like to do as much of these improvements, as I show you in phase two, as possible. We don't have to go back and rip things up again. That's the point. Okay? So you can understand. So it's going to take a little bit of coordination with the borough and the county, but work together with the borough and the county on this thing for the last several weeks. And we've been fortunate enough. Everyone work together and cooperate with the legislation for the workers, which is, you know, is reasonable under the circumstances. And they were
just sure
about
it. Yeah. This was all
I'm just a concern. So this is going to change. So under your new one, just so I can see it, because I mean, I just want to make sure what will change is that crosshatched little islandy thing is going to be narrower.
Mark?
On the at the driveway
on the entrance
next
from
to
the south,
next to the easement.
Phase two entrance from the south.
you lose one parking space.
We're making it wider.
They're moving the parking lot all the way up to the property line.
We're making it wider. That's correct. Because there's been discussions with the county about a possible partial vacation of Old Rumson Road. Okay, so. Well, I can't do this work until the fact that possibly.
Do you lose any on phase two? Is there a loss of any parking spaces? Hey, hang on, guys.
This is important.
I know.
Listen.
You got to ask him, not each other.
It's 31 without the valet. And that was 29, the original plan. And if you do a valet, you have an additional 7. So the plan that we were before last month, for example, 29 parking spaces. Phase two plan has 31 plus an additional 17 for valet.
Where are you getting the two? Extra spaces, not counting valet.
Yeah. on the north end of the property. And that is contingent upon a partial vacation of Old Rumson Road. And that's why I have to vacate it, because if that doesn't happen, I go back to the other piece.
Okay, so now, can I ask this? What happens, you'll have to come back if this happens, but if the county or DOT says no left turn onto Old Rumson Road, okay, so the, now you're thinking you're going to go to phase two, but then they say we're not going to vacate part of Rumson Road. Now, then well, that's going to affect your layout.
Then we maybe just into phase one. I, you know, at that point.
Well, no, then you're going to give the easement, but you're going to, I mean, well, egress, no, ingress.
Not necessarily. It all depends how that affects circulation.
Okay.
I don't want to speculate.
All right.
I can only tell you what I know today. It's phase one and phase
two. I know, but then you guys wouldn't be able to make the left turn either, possibly, into Rumson Road. Okay.
More than likely.
And then you'd have to widen your driveway there.
I would think the way it's evolving is that there's not going to be the ability to make a left-hand turn into
Rumson Road. Okay. And as of, just so I have it right, A11, the original sheet 3 of A11, does not have ingress even for your own use.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
And it would require a reconfiguration of the parking lot in order to widen that driveway.
That's correct.
Okay. So I think what we're, obviously, if that changes to something different than your phase two, you're going to have to come back anyway.
Yeah, you know,
so the
answer,
I think the answer is, if it's substantial, is the material,
if it's administrative change, that's
it. If you determine it's an as-built situation or something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Well, Marty, I have a question.
Yes.
Well, then what plan are we approving?
I'm going to ask you to approve one, I'll give you the dates. The plan of March 8th, which is March A11. Okay. That's a phase one. And the plan.
Sheet 3, by the way, is what we're talking about on this parking lot.
The plan of March 8-18 would be what I call phase two.
Right.
I'd also ask you to approve it at the same time. So you don't have to come back before this board on the parking lot.
So what you can do, if you're going to do that, you're going to say, we approve phase one under the assumption that Old Rumson Road is in play. In the event Old Rumson Road is not in play, you approve the alternate parking plan as proposed in A18. And in all plans, the bocce's gone.
And I think, you know, if something happens where there's a substantial modification, you gotta
come back.
So, you know.
But it would be for a minor amendment,
right,
probably.
Yeah, anticipate at this point. But there's a lot of moving parts that us as an applicant and as you
right.
board.
It would just be unfair for us to make you wait for the county.
Yeah, I mean, we want to get this parking lot built. We want to get it built to a point where we know what we can build from both your perspective and from the county's perspective and the state's perspective. So we can't wait around forever. So we have to get going, but if events occur like we think they're going to occur, then we can wind up doing phase two. That's the answer.
Right.
So initially you would do phase one?
That would, Steve, that's our plan. Now, I can say this. As things go on and conversations occur with engineers on the state and county level, we can incorporate and become confident that that's going to be the plan. We can incorporate some of the design aspects we have in phase two. We'll do it then, because we'll save time and money. But if we can't, we can't.
Well, here's the question. You've eliminated the avenue fence, but you've eliminated the landscaping at the rear.
That's correct.
At the front,
moved all the way up to the curb.
You moved up this side. Is the
for phase two.
Landscape work.
Yeah.
In the, you know, which originally put along the back edge of the parking lot.
Right.
And that fence, I believe, that helps with relations with the people at the north.
Right.
Do they agree with that all being removed? Is that part? So we just have a general agreement with no.
We have worked out our details, but we have had discussions. We've had a correspondence back and forth. And their concern is obviously with the rest to their property.
Right.
We have modified the parking plan based upon our discussions with the county and the borough officials, and this is the plan.
Is there any?
It's too wet. So the big change, Steve, is they had to make that too wet.
No, I understand the whole, they need the whole parking lot bigger.
Well, they had to make it too wet.
We have to provide for an avenue.
They need a wider avenue in the middle.
But is there anyone from Nautilus that can say that they're on board with it?
Well, they've withdrawn their objection.
A letter from the attorney, you withdrawn their objection.
Based on certain conditions that are yet to be worked out.
But that, it's their objection is withdrawn. But let me just point out also that Plan B or Phase Two, whatever you want to call it, is only going to come into play in the event Nautilus's ingress is to make a left turn going northbound is cut off by the bridge.
That's not correct. Well, he just made the comment that it's more feasible to do it now. I finished?
Yeah.
If it makes more sense during the negotiations before time he starts, and it looks like they're going to have to go to the Phase Two, they're going to institute the Phase Two now, which makes more sense. I can't see him spending all that money to do Phase One.
Why wouldn't you do it now?
3 years and then change it to Phase Two. So what I'm saying is he's going to go right to Phase Two on this.
Not necessarily. I may not be able to do the entire Phase Two.
Which means he's eliminating the planting across the back.
Yeah, but he can't do Phase Two.
No, the problem is he might not get the evacuation of the old Brunson Road.
I can't build on Belvin property.
Right, he can't do Phase Two without Brunson Road.
You'll do everything Phase Two within your lot line.
I may, yes, I may do that. I can't say for certain, but yes, we may do that. That's why I'm saying.
It makes sense.
Okay, I started day after you get your phone.
They hope so.
They want their parking lot, Steve.
We're gonna start, yes.
So I would think you'd have a pretty good idea now if what you're doing.
See, my
3817 or
5577. This way. This matter was resolved within the last 48 hours. Have I thought through every construction scenario possible? No, I haven't. But I have to go with what I think is the situation today. Now, if as time moves on, you can remember, we still have to get a capital permit.
For what?
For everything. Everything. So.
Why do you need a capital permit for the parking?
Because DEP says we do.
The parking lot isn't the first place within the river.
We have an environmentalist who has been down to DEP to need a capital permit. I wouldn't stand here and say it.
I didn't see maybe the back.
I saw the application.
You wouldn't apply for it if you didn't.
I didn't understand the application.
Here's what I'm saying. In the meantime, by the time we get through the capital thing, this may weed itself out and I'll have a better idea where we are, but I can't see here today and tell you exactly when this is going to happen or how we're going to develop this parking lot and how much we can do towards Phase Two. I can't say that for sure.
So you don't think you'll start constructing in 2 weeks?
We won't have a resolution in 2 weeks.
Dave, you seem to have some input here.
Yes.
I apologize for the delay.
One is I normally like to see people making turns in streets and roads like Brunson Road, but since the county's going to build a new bridge, it's better to have that left turn further away from the bridge because the bridge is going to be
absolutely
a tough area. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on there in terms of traffic.
The bridge is moving south.
Yeah, so that's, I think, is a positive thing. The second is that I don't know if I call it phase because it's more of an alternative.
Plan B.
I don't know what else to call it. Right. Because it's not phases, because a phase usually is you're going to do this, then you're going to do this. So alternatives might be a better word. Last thing is, I think, Mark, you have the easement. You tell me if I'm wrong. The 12-foot wide access easement's on the wrong side. It should be on the east side of the drive-on. And the last thing is, if the county doesn't vacate Brunson Road, then really they could build this plan minus maybe 4 parking spaces.
Right.
Because there's only 4 parking spaces that touch the right-of-way.
Right. Agreed.
So it's not as horrible as, if they don't vacate it, but it's 4 spaces. That's it.
I agree.
We've done the best we can do, Mr. Chairman, on the surface. We're trying to work with Norwood, trying to work with the county, trying to
work with other than what our needs are. So that's the one we ask the board to see.
With an alternative.
Oh.
Not a phase.
Well, yeah.
I like that.
I have plan A and plan B.
Plan A, plan A, phase one. I really like
that. Yeah, plan B.
One more thing. I have to answer. Consider, you light up a clock.
I was going to say, do not snatch defeat.
Well, obviously, time. Tommy, he's the clock you
want. It's 25 of 2. I swear, look at the clock.
You see a lot of golf courses, actually.
In the downtown. It's beautiful. A19.
And looking at alternative 2. It's not on alternative.
Well, we'll show you where it's at.
Okay.
We're showing where the clock is. Look at the A18. Directly in front of the building, you'll see a label that says post clock with an arrow. It would be situated on that island alongside the E2.
Oh,
there it is.
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have to write it.
It's just the base is so small.
Oh, I see.
It's near the bottom. The only technical question I would ask is, do you have a height limitation for a clock?
Setback and height limitation.
Wow.
It's your job.
I think part of the address, most.
Well, what's the standard? I mean, they come in standard.
The accessory is what, 14 feet for accessory, 14 feet?
Yeah. But these come in standard size, and they're not.
It's very much in liking with our new street lights and then our.
Yeah. We think it looks good.
What's it going to say?
25 to 2.
Welcome to Seabright or something? Well, this says the Country Club of Naples.
Tom, you have the name of the new staff, Tommy's having Seabright, New Jersey, from Murray.
Seabright. Seabright and Jen.
Mr. Chairman, I know this clock I've designed. Yeah. I put that in place before. The company that used this one is the best outdoor clock.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Then let's, what company is that?
Hardy, BRDIS.
Or
right.
Yeah. Okay.
Color?
Black and gold.
Every color is beige.
I'm sure it matches the
black
in front of the building.
Black is not.
Match the streets.
Well, one second. Right, so I need a mark.
I marked it as A19 or A. Way ahead of you.
Thank you. Black.
Black Burden.
Sell space off.
The board just sponsored it.
No, you won't.
Seabright, New Jersey. You won't
sell space.
I think they want Seabright on the clock.
You'll do whatever you say you're doing today.
Yeah.
If you don't know you're in Seabright, the clock's not going to help
you. Well, when you come out, well, Tommy, you may not know you're in Seabright.
All right. One at a time, then, please.
I have nothing further.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the public that has a question about the testimony or a statement? Mr. Gazarewski?
They will get here. I'll comment on this a little bit later. My position is that I don't believe this board today has jurisdiction to hear the second layout. First of all, these plans were prepared until May. Secondly, you're involved in the county. The county's not here to do technology. My understanding is that what you're now proposing to do is to have Norwood's, I guess, utilize a portion of his parking lot to ingress into their site. In other words, proposed plan B is what they call it. That they'll ingress
alternative. There was an
alternative.
Alternative two.
my understanding is that residents of Nautilus will ingress into the parking lot and travel through the parking lot onto Rumsfeld Road and then into the back lot to the Nautilus. Is that what you're proposing?
Yes, on Plan B.
Alternative.
No, alternative.
Two.
Oh, geez, I gotta change all my notes then.
I just don't believe you have that this particular plan jurisdiction to give consideration and approval to Plan B. So when you're approving this, are you approving it with alternate one or alternate one and two? Yes, a choice of doing it one way or the other.
No, I think he's presented alternative one. However, he's presenting plans for alternative two in the event that the bridge construction, et cetera, prohibits the ingress into the Nautilus from Rumson Road, in which case he has presented us with alternative two, which would be subject to Monmouth County, DOT, and vacation of a portion of Rumson Road.
So right now you're seeking approval, and really the importance of this is that there's two different amounts of parking, one of which is under Plan A and
29 under A and 31 or 1 and 2.
That requires valet parking. It's fully different.
No, they didn't say it required valet parking. They said they could make valet parking available.
Standard parking?
No.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
I did not say we were going to do valet.
Correct. It's 31 spaces without valet.
That's what I said. But how do you do tandem parking without somebody assisting?
They're not. It's not going to be tandem unless it's valet.
No, the valet is a whole different.
If you have valet there, be valet. If you don't valet, you can't tandem park.
Right. Correct.
So there's not valet. In other words, so you're really talking about approving three different plans. One with parking in Plan A, and then Plan B has two different sets of parking standards. One with tandem parking, one with that.
It's alternative two, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fail-safe based on the bridge. Right?
And how many times the state has changed its mind?
Right. Well, but it's 31 spaces minimum under Plan B, alternative two, B, whatever it is, under the second one. It's 31 spaces. The original is 29. If they utilize valet, they'll gain another 17 spaces by tandem parking.
So, but then you still would need a variance for parking.
Correct. Under, well, yeah, under any circumstances.
Yes.
I'm not so sure about
the understanding. I'm not asking the board to condition the variance, no, give us credit for the valet.
Right.
I'm not asking.
When we're not considering, we're considering it 29 and 31.
We're not considering valet parking in the decision making process.
Right.
Fine.
The variance would be as if it's providing 31 spaces.
You never asked us to, correct? I didn't hear.
I didn't.
Right.
And I might add, Mr. Gazarez's comment. Municipal land use selective sections 11 and 12 does permit amendments to plans without being on the appendix.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Initially. All right. I have a couple more things I'd like to go over. It doesn't require any witnesses, but I think might be time.
We were still in the public portion. Mr. Gazarewski spoke. Let me just make sure there's no one else in the public portion that cares to be heard. If not, public portion is closed.
I have no further witnesses in this matter. And I know this matter's gone on since last July. And there's a lot of things that the board needs to consider. What I'd like to do is, if I may, just summarize as best as I can the relief that is required in this application. Assuming there's no other witnesses, it could be called.
I don't know if there's any other. Do you have any witnesses, Mr. Gazarewski?
No.
Is there anyone in the public that has a witness to testify? Okay.
Thank you. This application, no, it's a joint application, it entails two lots, lot four and lot five. So let's take maybe the simplest one first, which would be parking lot, lot five. That will necessitate a use variance because parking lots are not permitted principal uses in this zone. However, as you've learned from the testimony, the applicant is willing to stipulate that this will only be used for parking for Tommy's Restaurant. And as we had said earlier, the reason why it was never joined into one title, it's two different titles, was because there wasn't an environmental cleanup that went on here on this lot. We did not want to put the same title as lot four. And all, there was separate financing as a result because lot four was purchased before lot five and two separate financing. So it's really what some people would call it a financial subdivision. But as a consequence of that, it does require use variance, even though the reality is it's an accessory parking lot in Tommy's Restaurant to be used for Tommy. So that is the first.
Well, there, can I just expand upon that one?
Yes.
That also that lot five will always be held in common ownership of the owners
right.
of lot four, and it, neither of the two lots will be sold separately.
I think as long as it's a restaurant use. Now, 50 years from now, maybe it's no longer a restaurant, maybe they build a condominium there, everyone has their own parking place. So I would just say as long as it's used or restaurant use.
Within the ordinance?
Yes. So what we have on lot five is we have...
Can I change that to say as long as lot, the use of lot four is dependent upon the parking for lot five?
That would be fair to say.
Okay.
The requirement. The right. requirement of parking. Site plan. So we have a site plan approval on lot five. We have a use variance with a variance, I believe, associated with parking in the front yard. And there is a lot coverage variance. And I don't know if that's, I'm sorry. Okay, under plan A, it was 72.5%, mm-hmm. where 70% was permitted. And under what we'll call plan B?
Alternative B, too?
Yes, it's 94%. Under plan B, it's 94. Existing is 96.2, so it's actually less than existing. So I believe that would entail the relief for lot five. Site plan, use variance, and I would suggest that that would probably be a separate vote on use variance because that's a 5-7 vote.
We also had just a little further stipulation just going through, and maybe it's redundant, but we had said if for any reason you lose the parking on lot five, if the county came or the state said, oh, we're taking all the way up to the end, then you're going to lose the approval for the expansion unless you can provide other parking.
I think.
So you were asking for, you know, the expanded use. I know I'm combining four and five here, but they kind of did go hand in hand. So you were asking the board to give you an extension of the use, so to speak, of lot on lot four. And to sweeten that, you were providing parking on lot five. The board was concerned that if, you know, you lost the parking on lot five, now they've increased the use on lot four.
Yeah, but if it's condemned, it's really not a fault. I mean, it's pretty harsh.
I'm just saying what you stipulated to under here.
If we lose our business.
You did stipulate to that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that's what was agreed to before, but, you know. I mean, I understand if it's condemned, it's a problem, but wow. Again, because we're here at this time not knowing what the future will hold for that, although we don't think they're going to take all the way up there, but you're asking this board to give you use of that second floor, which is increases the occupancy. They gave the parking variance initially based on, I don't remember what the occupancy was, but now you're increasing it by X amount, you know, and the reason to grant that variance was part of it at any rate was because you were getting new parking. So
one of the reasons.
Right, one of the reasons.
I guess it has to be worked out because if that ever happens, I guess.
You can come back, right? Yeah, the county would have to. Exactly, exactly. You're going to tell them that, absolutely, right?
So that we all understand.
Right.
So in terms of, let's go to lot four. We have an amended site plan application to amend the previous approval, which were granted by the board. We had previous approvals by resolution in March 24, 2015 and January 12, 2016. The amended resolution, the amended site plan of January 12, 2016 referred back to the conditions set forth in the March 24, 2015 resolution. So anything that was not modified in that amendment of January 12, 2016 was still in force in effect under the original approval. So it's an amendment to those site plans. Now, in addition to that, there were certain conditions in the original approval. One was the bollards around the rear dining area, which if approved, we do not have to put in now because we no longer have vehicles traveling in the rear yard. And also, the other condition we did not fulfill was complete closure of the trash. And since the trash would now be relocated, obviously that's...
It's enclosed, just in another space.
Right, that's obviously a condition that differentiates.
That section will be removed, I guess.
Yes.
Right.
Now, so we have an amended site plan approval. And we have some bulk variances. We have the north side setback where the new trash enclosure will be basically at the property line. The south side setback side yard was previously approved as an existing non-conforming. So what changes there is your north side setback and your combined side yard setback. So those would be two variances.
And the north side, just to clarify again, it's really a setback violation because those two lots are in separate ownership.
Separate ownership.
If you had combined ownership, it
would be not there.
Right.
And what we did, we were able to move the trash.
Can I ask a quick question? Will any of alternative two affect access to the trash container? Okay. Thank you.
We were, during the course of the hearing, based on some suggestion from the board members, we did move the trash enclosure forward, and we did that 12 feet away from the dwellers' property line, so that eliminated the variance. But what it did was, by pushing it away from Norlis, we bumped out the front, in that northeast corner, there's a little bump out. There was a pre-existing variance granted for front setback, and that little bump out, not the whole length, but just that bump out of the stairwell would be, is now 20.66